The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badulli. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalysts, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badulli.
And hello, wonderful beings. We are here with John Chinesky. First of all, happy to have you all online, on the radio, on the station, and we are grateful to have you with us. This is Energy Work for Transformation and Healing, and we're having John with us. John Chinesky, he's an amazing human being, a realtor, an energy healer, a transformer like you really need to meet him. Hey, John, are you there?
I am here, Atana.
Awesome. John, what's happening? You're doing real estate. You're seeing a lot of people buying houses, selling houses. What's happening in the world right now?
Well, as you know, Atana, as anything else, we have our ups and downs, and so does the real estate market. And what I try to do is optimize my energy into bringing these buyers and sellers together.
Nice. And you also learned to do energy work, and you're incorporating energy work into your business in doing real estate. Is that right?
I do, Atana. One of the things I like to do, of course, you have to do all the basic things that you would normally do in real estate, but I take it to a whole new level. What I do is I energetically clear the way in order for the perfect buyer and the perfect seller to facilitate the transaction. It's very, very awesome.
That's amazing. And We're working together, and I want to give people a better understanding how we know each other. You learned to do the Atana method. You're doing also energy work in form of pranic healing, Reiki healing, and you're also like a master in Reiki, and you're doing a lot of energy work there. And you worked also with the Atana method, and we're working for quite some time together, and you moved forward in your energy awareness and became, at this point, I would even say you are a very powerful energy healer, and you could probably at any point in this in this time change your work to being an energy healer and instead of doing real estate. So let me ask you something: is that a conflict for you, or a struggle, or how does that feel?
Actually, that's a good question, Atana. One thing that I always strive for, which I haven't in the past, but I am now, is for balance in my life. Yes, I could do energy work and do less real estate, but, I try to find balance. They're both very beneficial. I'm very prosperous, and I just love both things that I do. And when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
That's beautiful. Do you have people in the field of real estate that you can, and people probably have to understand, and our listeners, that you are not just doing real estate and you just started to doing real estate yesterday or a couple of days or years ago. You're doing this for how long, John?
I first got my license back in 1999, but even before that, I was an investor. So I've been in real estate for almost 20 years.
20 years, and you have been conducted in the Hall of Fame. Is that right?
I am. I'm in the RE/MAX Hall of Fame for selling a ton of real estate over the years.
All right. So you know something about real estate by now?
I do.
Okay. So what I feel is really interesting for us to explore is your energetic understanding of what's happening in between the sales, properties that are not selling, energies that are occupying still the properties, or where the owners or previous owners of the property still holding a claim. And I'm interested in these transactions that you did where energy work was predominantly visible and required in order for you to shift to actually make it happen so that the sale can successfully be completed. Do you have you know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely, Atana.
Okay.
So basically, Atana, the first thing that you have to do when you either list or you're trying to, if you represent a buyer and you're trying to purchase property, is find out what the obstacles are. I mean, sometimes I have a house on the market, it's been sitting there for 9 months, and I'm like, there's a couple things happening here. It's either price condition or there's some energy that's blocking this from selling. And
yes.
So I would tune in, a lot of times with the help of you also, and we figure out what these blockages are.
Yes. So how much of an advantage do you have compared with a regular realtor that doesn't know anything about energy?
Well, Atana, I feel like I'm in a room and I'm the only one visible. I mean, these people, there is something to be said about having education in the field and all that kind of stuff. But, some of these people, other realtors that I'm talking about, they may be successful, but what is success? I mean, they could be making a ton of money, but they have a bad life at home. They could be making a ton of money, but they don't have a good relationship with their family or friends. So there's so many ways to look at this as far as being successful. And when you're an energy worker, Atana, you're able to view all that, and you're able to see all the aspects of the deal, because it's just not the deal itself. It's everything that's surrounding it. Sometimes the person that's stopping the deal is the realtor themselves, because they have something going on in their life. Very fascinating.
Well, thank you for giving us a deeper understanding and insight on the complexity of literally, and I can appreciate it because it comes in a holistic way. You're seeing what is health, what is success. Now, some people just see it in terms of numbers. They just say, well, this is the numbers and that's where I want to be, and the rest, I don't want to even think about it. But you already, and I know you from working with you also, that you, the depth of you approaching life in general, you are very concerned about the buyer. You're very concerned about the seller meeting in a healthy way, in a healthy place.
Yes.
And often I have seen you without really, that wasn't required for you to cleanse the property energetically. That you did went to the property, you cleared it. I know many times you worked with the transformational green oil, you worked with stones, with energy work to actually cleanse the property of any residual energy if there is something still left. So the people are in the field, they really don't know what you're doing, and I call it a secret service because you're doing so many things. So many things underneath what really what could be a very simple transaction where you're just saying, well, I'm supporting you buying and selling this, and that's it. Where in reality, you are very deeply involved in this whole transaction, and the energetics of that is the people getting a service that's not just real estate anymore, and you're not, I mean, for me, I understand the depth of it. I see what you're doing there, and you're doing a whole lot more than just doing a real estate transaction. You're doing an energy clearing. You're supporting Mother Earth. You're supporting the people, the families that are coming in, the families that are leaving. We have worked on so many properties that had many issues, and I remember this one property, and I want to just bring this in here for a second, and I'm going to let you talk.
Sure.
I remember the breakthrough property of 1.5 million somewhere.
Yeah, the farm property. I had listed.
Yeah, and you were working on really getting into the next level of selling homes and properties, and way back we worked on that to get you to the next level out of the 300s to the 800s up to over the million properties, so that you really can get into a whole new level of transactions. And I remember there was a lot of conflict going on and struggle going on in order to clear that property. There was a lot of energy still on there. If you have an insight on that, if you want to elaborate on that.
Oh my God, Atana, that was very incredible. So the first thing that I had to bring into that transaction is patience, because, you know, you see the finish line and you see a huge paycheck. I mean, with a property like that, and I had both sides of the transaction, it's probably more money than some people would make in a year.
Yes.
Part of me just was seeing the finish line and not really digging in deep to it. And with the help of you and with all the levels that were, you know, there was, it was an estate, so we were dealing with, you know, the energy of the person who had owned it before this guy who owned it. There was just so many levels, and with your help, we were able to break down the different aspects of the property, and we got it done. And you know what? You were right, Atana. The energy of selling a property for that much money, I mean, maybe in some areas of the world it's not that much money, but here in Pennsylvania it is.
Yeah.
And it just felt so good. And since then, my prosperity has increased even to a higher, more refined level. And it just feels right. It feels good. And I feel like I've earned it. I've worked very hard to get there.
Absolutely. And you deserve all the money that's coming towards you and the higher levels of prosperity, because you keep on evolving energetically. You're not hesitating when there is a next level that needs to be taken, when there's more work that needs to be done. I have seen many, many people doing energy work and even working with the Atana method. There's very few who truly embraced it and even challenged it even a little bit more to integrate it even more than required in their daily lives. And I have seen many, many changes happening in your life. And yeah, absolutely. You deserve every penny, every million that comes towards you.
Well, thank you, Atana. So I just want to turn this focus on to you real quick. The one thing that you had mentioned is this transformational green oil, and I've used this a lot. And people probably don't know what that is. Can you elaborate? Because this is an extremely powerful tool on a personal level and to clear houses, clear spaces. It's just extremely, for me, it's almost like a daily tool. So can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah, the transformation of green oil, and that's a really a tool that I created many, many years back to make it easier to work with the energy field and to make the energetics more visible and more transparent. So when I do energy work, Often I apply the transformational green oil on the hands, into the palms, top of feet, and on the third eye. And also sometimes into my hands and then bring it into the auric field of the person that I'm working with, because it supports the clearing of any stagnation that's in the field, that's in the energy field. It spins up the chakra system. And then after a while, I realize it does the same on the earth. I put in drops of oil, this transformational green oil, what's by the way made of 42 different oils, essential oils, herbs, and minerals. And when I put these drops of oil, transformational green oil, in the space in a house, in all four corners and one in the middle, or even on the land, on any land, it starts clearing. The energetics of that land starts to clearing up.
And it's worked tremendously for me. And Atana, also, if you want to elaborate a little bit, I remember begging you to send me some oil, and you're like, well, I'm out of the old batch, and the new batch isn't ready, and how you tune into the energies, or maybe you're not ready yet because those new energies, you know, aren't getting hair for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, you really tune in, and you know, when I receive a bottle of this from you, I know I'm getting the highest and just the purest quality of ingredients, you know, and really more than any of that is your energy that has gone into that. You're not just great, Atana. You are absolutely extraordinary healer, teacher. And, you know, I do a lot of other modalities, but I will say your modality is the foundation of everything else that I do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John.
It's really the framework. You know, the Atana method. Just that framework alone, if you have that, you can stand on your own 2 feet and get through the day. If you don't have that, maybe you'll get through it, maybe you won't. I mean, I have a lot of belief, you know, and insight for people, but what you've given me, the foundational framework of energy work, of standing in your power, of cutting your cords, you know, being the best you can be, doing your energy work every day, clearing yourself. All those are extraordinary, very important items that I've taken very seriously, and I feel like I'm on top of my game because of it.
Thank you. And this is just the beginning. I mean, I see you evolving in teaching in real estate. I mean, there's no limit to it, and you're doing really good with that, too. Thank you so much, John, for, you know, recognizing and supporting the energy healing work by being part of it, because I feel with having strong players with us, we can also bring more awareness, more consciousness into daily life, and it helps other people also to recognize that they can not just get to the day, but they can really excel. And you are a great example for this too. You're working, and it's not like you don't facing any obstacles, but when you do, you have your tools, you remember what you have, you go and write in there and saying, hey, is there anything else I can do, instead of oh, this is all too much, and then you're approaching it that way. And that's how I think that's how you get to the next level, and even to the next level, you know. Let me go back to the transformational green oil that you mentioned. I want to elaborate on this a little bit more. You're absolutely right. I make the transformational green oil for the next 3 to 6 months. Every cycle that I'm seeing energetic changes are coming or happening, I adjust a batch to what's really going to happen energetically, and then align that batch with that time frame, and then for the next 3 to 6 months, you can use the transformational green oil on top of the cleansing effect it has. It has an alignment effect where we align not just with the times of the years, with also the energetics that are coming, but also what's happening karmically for humanity or energetically for humanity. And then I put the batch out and I make like about 100, maybe 200 bottles. And then when I'm done with it, then I'm going to go with the next batch. There's not one batch like the other. And I remember I had a bottle from the 90s, and you know Jeff, right?
Yes.
Jeff, I was out of the Transformation Green Oil, and he said, I would not mind to take an old batch, like the vintage. And I had like one bottle from 1995. and I sent it to him, and he said, man, what was that? What was that? That was so powerful. And it supported him, you know, to get to some transformational times. But I aligned them like as we are unfolding into the next 3 to 6 months, and we're going, we're facing extreme transformational times, and I want to just have the appropriate tools for everyone.
It is extreme. Atana, I also wanted to talk to you about, we have weekly sessions, and that you offer this to people. And I just wanted to, is that something I'm okay to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. One of the things I feel like has kept me not just on top of my game, but almost to pinpoint precision, is the ability to, I signed up to have like a weekly call from you every week where, you know, we talk for a few minutes on the phone just to check in and make sure everything's going right. And you've helped me through my divorce. I mean, that was absolutely extraordinary how you handled that and opened my eyes to new thinking and new ways. You've helped raise my energy, you know. And then if I feel, or if you feel, when you're tuning in, that I'm heading in the wrong direction, you let me know about that. So instead of me wandering around for days, weeks, or months, you're like, hey, John, did you think of this, or what about that? And you get me back on track.
Yes, that's the weekly, the 3 months energy support sessions that we
yes.
do.
That is absolutely amazing. If anybody is listening here that would like to transform themselves in the highest degree possible, Atana is your man. I couldn't say more about this. It's just so valuable for me, just knowing that I have your support and your insight, Atana, because, you know, I could talk to anybody, but you can really see the duality of the choices that I would make. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've actually taken the harder road because you said the duality of this, the way you explained it to me. I said, well, I need to learn a lesson, so let me get it over with. And
well,
I accepted that because I understood it because you've explained it in a very simple, energetic way. And if anybody here is listening that really wants to propel themselves into the best, I would just say, Atana, the best they can be, then you are that guy.
Yeah, and I want everybody to be their best, because how more people are in their best, how more people are in their excellence, how more support we really have when we want to create these amazing changes on the planet where everyone can be in their full prosperity, in their full potential, you know, and that creates happiness.
And Atana, I can truly say, you know, my experience with you, whether I was taking one of your classes or talking to you on a weekly basis, when I really needed you, you've always been there. I'm not saying that I'm calling you 4 or 5 times a week for advice, but when I really needed you,
yeah,
you were always there to help me out. And when you're going through sometimes hard things in life, it's nice to know that you have someone with your capabilities there to help guide you through and support you. And that support is priceless, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I wanna be there for you, because everyone who makes that kind of commitment deserves the full support of the universe. Because when you get your assignment and you're doing it, and I'm not talking about, oh yeah, thank you for this new tool, and then they put it on a shelf and they're not using it. That's different.
Yeah.
I have seen you too many, many years working to a lot of the things, and you have been always being right back at the front and says, what else can I do? Is there anything else?
Always.
And I remember I put sometimes a lot of stuff on your plate. Hey, do this mantra, do these affirmations, and do more energy work. And you said, well, you know, you said an hour, I did an hour and a half. and that makes a big difference in the transformational work, because it's like we're coaching and we say you want to run the marathon, and let's say you start with 10 miles and then you say, well, I did already 13.2 just in case.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the difference. And I like that approach of yours where you put your whole being into it. And a lot of people, and I know it wasn't there right from the beginning, but you got better and better, where now when I see something and you see something and you recognize it, you just change it. You just say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to change this approach.
In the beginning, I don't know if it's just me or if it's everyone, but sometimes you say you're going to do something and you say, yeah, I'll get around to it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't. But I truly, because you're such a master at all this, Atana, when I talk to you on the phone, you know, it's not like, oh, I got to talk to Atana again. It's, wow, I got to talk to Atana. We're going to get something done today. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I look forward to it.
Yes.
You know, because what you have to offer is so valuable that, you know, and I know that you're busy. So when I get a phone call from you, even if it's not exactly on the time that we're supposed to meet, I'm still thankful for it because I'm just glad you called me.
And you have no idea how much I appreciate that, because often I do work in different times and for, you know, people are in different time zones and different needs in support in different projects and times. And when that happens, sometimes I get in a call where I need to kind of be very present at that time. And then I say, can we do an hour later or tomorrow morning? And you're also being very flexible with that too, you know?
Yeah, your talents, Atana, and the other thing I wanted to mention while we're on this program is when you work on me, like when I say, well, I don't feel right, I think I have some type of an attachment or some negative something on me.
Yeah.
I could feel like your energy scanning my body and removing what's on there. And that alone is extremely valuable.
Yes, and we're going to talk about this after the break. Let's take a break here, John. And once we come back, I also want you to tell people how they can reach you, okay? Om Hari Om Hari Om.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
calling all Intuit's healers and readers. You are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and body work. If you are a reader, healer, or an artisan selling handmade arts and crafts, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
We are back. I'm Atana and I'm here with John. What you just heard is the new Om Hari mantra. John?
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. I would like us to share how people can find you. If, for example, if somebody is more aware energetically and they want to deal with a more aware, psychically, energetically, more aware person and realtor, how can they find you?
Okay. Well, if they are looking for real estate in the Pennsylvania area, they can absolutely call me. My phone number would be 610-960-5868. That's 610-960-5868. If they wanted to check me out on the web, they can go to my website at www.johnchernesky.com. So it's www.johnchernesky.com. Mm-hmm. That would get you to my RE/MAX website. If they are looking for a personal session with me, whether it would be long distance or in person, they can call me at that number or they can check me out on the web. I have a website. It's www.advancedenergyhealer.net. Mm-hmm. And that's advancedenergyhealer.net. And they can also email me at housesbyjohn@gmail.com.
Awesome. That's ideal. And I'm sure there's a lot of realtors who have heard and listening to the show who would like an insight from you into their work and how you got to a higher levels of success. And I'm sure you can be of tremendous support and use for the realtors that are struggling and also realtors that want to go to the next level, because you know exactly how that is and what needs to be done.
Absolutely.
And look into that. So not just the people who want to buy a house or sell a house, but actually realtors could really benefit from your work. And I highly recommend, if you're a realtor and you're struggling, definitely contact John. He's going to get you out of the funk like immediately, energetically, spiritually. He knows all about it because he went through it himself. He can identify where you're at, and he can help you get out of the struggle and back into not just your physical success, but also into your well-being. And I think that's the key, that we have a holistic understanding of well-being, energetically being fine. I'm recalling when you went even changing your diet, Joan. Even though you were eating pretty healthy, you still changed your diet and let a lot of the things out of the diet that were just not that you were not aligned with anymore.
Yeah. Atana, that was one of the harder things to do. And I just want to mention this real quick because this just came to my mind. One of the first things that you said to me when I had my first session with you is you said, oh, I see you have addictions. And I'm like, did he just say I'm addicted? I just, I didn't know you. I didn't know how you think. Mm-hmm. And I almost took it as an insult. I said, but, let me find out what he's really talking about. And then you said, well, you drink alcohol. I said, yeah, but I'm not an alcoholic. You said, but yeah, that's an addiction, John. And then you said, you eat chocolate, don't you? And I said, yeah, chocolate's addicting. You drink coffee, don't you? Coffee's addicting. And I got to tell you, I'm not saying I don't eat any chocolate at all. I do cheat once in a while. But I don't drink caffeinated coffee. I don't drink alcohol. I'm mostly vegetarian. I mean, I wanted to be like Atana, and I took what you told me to heart. And energetically, my energy is through the roof. I mean, I need all the energy I can all day to get everything I can get done, but I feel extremely powerful, and because of these suggestions and recommendations, and you've never told me this is what you have to do, you just suggested. And those suggestions, when Atana makes them, you either accept them or you don't. Maybe sometimes we're not ready to accept them, and some of them I wasn't ready to, but eventually I did. I think it took me about a year to quit alcohol altogether. And you know what? I don't miss it at all.
And you really went like the whole distance. We have to say a lot of people want to change. And like you said, some of them are not ready, and that's fine too. It's like, I want everyone to be the best they can be. And you move forward. And let me go also into the appreciation. I feel everyone can sense that you're energetically in a good place. Because when you when you talk, the energy when you're talking, people can feel this, and I'm sure our listeners can feel that energy as you're talking, and that power and that clearness that comes with really being the best that you can be. And not like holding back here or holding back there, but really putting your whole being into this life so that we can truly excel. And I really appreciate that.
Well, Atana, I appreciate you more than you could ever know. Just being one of your students and just really taking to heart. You know, you said something to me one time. You said, I'm going to teach you things that it took me my whole life to learn, and I'm going to teach these to you in 3 days. Mm-hmm. And you know, all the trials and tribulations you went through, you're like, here's everything I learned. And that was in your first class that I took from you.
Yeah, the Advanced Energy Healing class,
Yeah. And that was tremendous. And that meant a lot to me, and I soaked all that in. I'm like, wow, he's teaching us all this stuff that you've tested and learned and, you know, used on other people, and you know that these techniques work. And it just just a tremendous amount of tools. And not only those things, but the using the stones and the crystals. I mean, that's just, you could talk a few hours just on that alone.
Yeah, that's true. And I remember me saying, if I would have had somebody like me supporting me at that time when I was going through all my transformation and my awakenings, I could have saved myself 25 years of trauma.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Hey, yeah, Atana, I also wanted to, if it's okay, I wanted to talk to you real quick about when I, you know, a couple people come to mind when I help them. I mean, I almost do this on a daily basis. So I don't really, you know, think about it too much. But when I tune in and help a buyer find a house, is it okay if I talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love people to know the details and what's happening.
Yeah. So somebody calls me, whether it be a friend, family member, you know, someone off the street, they said, hey, I need to buy a house. You know, we talk about what they need, but, you know, I think the first part of it is using your intuition and really listening to what they want. Mm-hmm. Not just hearing the words, but listening. What does, you know, what type of hits are you getting on this intuition? And then when you're taking them out and showing them properties, not really saying much, but allowing them to tell you how the property feels when they're in there. I usually don't say much, and I feel what the property feels. I see how they feel in it, because the property, you might think for yourself, this is the greatest property ever, but it's all about the buyer. Mm-hmm. And really listening to them and caring about them when you take them in. So, you know, good people skills is definitely a plus. But when you tune in, I always ask them every single time when we leave, mm-hmm. not did you like the closet or the color or the paint, how did that property feel to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 9 out of 10 times we both have the same feeling when we walk out of a property that they like. And it's the feeling of how that property felt. And that's what I anchor in on when we go to talk about, are we going to write an agreement on this property or not?
Let me ask you something here, John. How do the people feel that? Because I know you haven't evolved into intuition. You can sense things beyond already because you developed yourself. Now, a normal realtor probably feels something on a level, let's say there are 10 levels of how clearly and aligned you can feel. Let's say you developed all these 10 levels and you are like accurate, right? Let's say a realtor has level 1 or 2 that they can connect to, but 8 are still missing. And that's, I feel, where you can be of very, very much of value to help realtors even understand how to tune in, because a lot of people don't know about the depth. Even I think regular people sometimes don't know how to feel because they're so in almost like a leaf in the air with all the energetics, what's all happening on the planet.
Okay, Atana. Well, there, some of the things are done in preparation.
Yes.
Like, you know, I do my energy work every morning to make sure that I'm clear. I do the Atana method. I also, if I know I have an appointment, I connect with the higher selves of all of us that are involved in this transaction, and I ask that, you know, that this buyer be connected with the higher selves of the house and the sellers of the property, that this would be the perfect. I don't want to just sell them a house. I want to sell them a property that's right for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making some of these energetic connections ahead of time, and then sometimes we'll also clear the path of maybe there's property that they are interested in, but maybe there's other offers. So there's this other energy work that we also do to get to where we need to be.
Well,
it's pretty incredible. I mean, part of it at times is just so automatic, I don't even think about it much anymore. It's just what
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. And when you say feel, that means something different than for somebody else who has not the depth of the energetic understanding of what truly is happening in the property. A lot of people keep that more in the subconscious, and you already developed that. So when you sense the buyer, you sense probably the seller, you sense the house, you sense the property.
I do.
These are four or five different things that you're sensing at the same time, where either one of them, just one of these aspects can be very complicated for a regular person that has not any understanding of energy.
Exactly. And then, you know, sometimes if I have either a difficult buyer or a property that I'm selling, you know, you and I will work on it together when we talk on a weekly basis and try to clear some of those. Because like you say, there's many levels to things sometimes. Sometimes they're meant to settle right away. And sometimes we don't know the duality of why this house isn't going under agreement. You know, maybe because if it did, it was going to fall apart. So maybe because my energy work pushed that deal that was going to happen off to the side because it wasn't going to work anyway. Like, we sometimes don't know. But the other thing I've learned from you is to have faith. And as long as you're doing the best you can do, it's all going to work out. It always has.
And it always will.
And it always will.
Mm-hmm. That's ideal.
It's incredible.
Well,
and it's fun, Atana.
that's the most amazing part, yeah.
It's fun to do all this stuff, but it's also, you know, what some people forget is if they take a class off of you or get some transformational oil from you or just by listening to this program and hearing us talk about it, you know, my hope is that we can empower other people, because in the end, Atana, you know, I think you would agree that you want to train someone or teach someone that they can stand on their own two feet and do it all for themselves.
Absolutely. And that's the key. And if we do that, then we accomplish what we came here for, because we empower people. We are grateful when people step into their own power, self-empowerment, and even then just being, even a support in the self-empowerment is already a great service. And I'm grateful when I see you integrate the information, you elaborate on it, you apply it in your daily life, and you thrive. That's really all that's required.
But you forgot that I'm extremely excited about it, too.
Yeah, right.
This is so much fun, Atana.
Well, it was really awesome to have you here, too, on the show. And, you know, and giving also deeper insights and giving people opportunities to find you. To even, I think, at this point, other realtors, conventions, where realtors have conventions, they should have you out there actually teaching them how to be the best. And a big aspect that we haven't mentioned today is your compassion that you have. You have so much compassion when it comes to the buyer, to the seller, to the land, to the house. And you're bringing a level of compassion with you, with your work and with your presence. That alone is, I feel, worth millions, because you're giving people truly the safety where they can just unfold and be their best, you know?
Well, thank you, Atana. Some of this stuff is just built into you, like with compassion, but I also do things with intention. And, you know, I think it would be nice for all of us to be compassionate, but I want to treat another human being the way I would like to be treated. And I live consciously with that every day. And, you know, the higher your energy field gets, the more you think you've accomplished. I'm at the point now where I'm actually watching every thought that comes through my head and analyzing that. If it's a good thought, great. Not much to think about there, but if it's a bad thought, I want to know why. Mm-hmm. And that's just trying to be the best you can be.
Well, and I'm sure it's appreciated from everyone who is participating in just meeting you and, you know, having the privilege to meet you and even work with you, because when you help somebody find a place, I mean, this is so significant, because the healing that's involved already in that transaction, in this transition, it's so powerful, because you're bringing the right people to the place where healing is already initiated, because you're clearing already the space. You're already installing literally healing energies. People from all over the country, all over the world. So how can they find you, Sean?
How can they find me?
Yeah. Let's say somebody wants to come and want to buy a house. How can they find you?
Oh, okay. Well, the easiest way would be to pick up the phone, and they can call me directly on my cell line at 610-960-5868. That's 610-960-5868. Or they can look on the web and look me up either on Facebook under John Chernesky or on my website at www.johncernesky.com.
Perfect. And I highly recommend every listener that's out there that wants to buy a house in Pennsylvania. You do business in Pennsylvania, John, right?
I do. Yeah, mostly in eastern Pennsylvania. I would say from Harrisburg over to Philadelphia. And I would love to roll out the red carpet for anybody that wants to come in either to buy or to sell their home. I would treat you like the person you are, and love to work with you. I do have an assistant that helps me out, and she is also an energy worker. And we'd like to get it done, Atana.
I know.
You're getting it done.
I know, and you are grateful to serve, and I can highly recommend anybody who wants to buy or sell a house or property in that area, contact John. He's an amazing human being. He has an amazing heart, and he's going to make sure you're going to be treated right and get an awesome deal. I'm convinced of that, and I'm saying this because it's going to happen when you contact him. You're going to feel it yourself anyway. So, hey, John, we have a couple minutes left. I would like us to go in this mantra. I'm working on this new mantra series that I'm going to complete probably the end of this week, and it's a series of prosperity mantras.
Yes.
One of them I gave you to work with, when was it, a month back maybe?
Yeah, the Om Hari Om.
Yeah, the Om Hari Om. That's one part of it. I have like five different mantras. These are all like different parts of the rainbow, all geared towards
prosperity. Oh, you're holding back on me. Nice. I want them all, Atana.
I know the one already is very powerful. We had amazing responses, and it's not even out there yet, you know. So I'm going to complete it and master it probably the end of this week, and I'm going to officially introduce it the 22nd of September with a drummer, where we have a drummer coming in, and we're drumming and we're chanting the mantra.
Wow.
That's going to be September the 22nd, I think, in the evening. I'm going to send some info out on that. Probably going to do also something online where people can either listen or tune in, maybe like real time.
And how can they get to you on that, Atana? Is that going to be at atanamethod.com?
That's going to be probably on Atana Method and on Facebook. I'm going to put it out. And it's going to be the 22nd of September.
I'm going to sign in for it.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I think we did really good today, and I'm glad that our listeners got the chance to be introduced to you, John. And hopefully they're going to, and all the ones who look for a house, selling property or buying a house, or even interested in knowing more about your journey, or even realtors. And I truly believe that if there's people out there that are doing these realtor conventions or need this support, that the very specific support that John represents here, don't hesitate to contact him.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit atanamethod.com. That's atanamethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.